Let us pray. Holy Spirit, fall upon us in this moment and lift us up through Christ to the Father. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord God, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Imagine with me this morning a first century battle, in the Roman Empire. The legionnaire charges into the barbarian horde's flank. He ducks under a flailing cut. He slams his scutum shield into the man's blue painted rib cage. The barbarian lets out a cough, a grunt, a string of garbled syllables. The woad blue man raises his sword, but the Roman soldier's gladius springs upward first, and he shoves the corpse off of his shield and blade. Streaks of woad blue paint now streaking across his large shield. He turns as a flaming arrow glances off his bronze helm. His two cheek plates clack together. He shakes his head, clearing out the cobwebs. He stands gazing over the melee around him, the shouts, the ring of steel, the dead. Across from him, another barbarian raises a sword in challenge, and the legionnaire heads towards him. His cleated sandals tear the dirt. He vaults over a dead horse. Time slows, and he descends upon the barbarian like a screeching eagle. His lorica strapped across his chest, those segments of metal snap together above his sword belt. This breastplate catches the morning sun with a flash, and he falls upon the barbarian with a single stroke. He is the warrior. He is the Roman legionnaire. He is the fighting machine. Next week, several from this parish will kneel before the bishop. He will dip his finger in holy oil. He will lay his hands on their heads, and he will make the sign of the cross on their forehead. He will confirm them. But what is confirmation? As we have come near to this event, some of you have asked, what is confirmation exactly? I've been confirmed or I haven't been confirmed, but what does it mean? What does it symbolize? Most churches around here don't do confirmation. Our Baptist friends and our Reformed friends, our Presbyterian friends kind of shake their heads at us. What are you doing? What is confirmation? Well, the Christian life is hard. In our epistle reading this morning, St. Paul describes our Christian life like a first century battlefield on the plains of Germany among the barbarians, the blue painted barbarians. A battlefield filled with the barbarian cosmic forces of darkness. Paul warns us that we deal with the methodias of the devil, the scheming methods of the evil one, the side-winding ways that encourage us to depersonalize people, to consume them, to fight them, to protect ourselves. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, writes the apostle, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. The blue-painted demons charge through our ranks, but we are undisciplined people. We are ignorant people. We are undiscerning people. We are peasants with pitchforks. We flail about in the battle like novices. We are desperate to protect ourselves and our egos. And sometimes we are so desperate that we accidentally help our woaded blue enemies. Our pitchforks get stuck in friends and family. Our pitchforks get stuck in our own legs. We are not warriors on the battlefield. We are peasants with pitchforks. And God sees all of this. He sees our weakness in dealing with an enemy that is too crafty for us. He sees our struggle, our undisciplined foolishness at times, our sins. And so he takes on human flesh. He arms himself for battle and he vaults into the fray. Isaiah, in our Old Testament reading, sees it all in a vision. The Lord saw it and it displeased him that there was no justice. He saw there was no man and wondered that there was no one to intervene. Then his own arm brought him victory and his righteousness upheld him. He put on righteousness as a breastplate and a helmet of salvation upon his head. He put on garments of vengeance for clothing and wrapped himself in fury as a mantle. Isaiah beholds Jesus the Lord, the baptized Son of God, fighting the devil in the wilderness in the power of the Holy Spirit. Like a Roman legionnaire, Christ weaves in and out of the devil's blue horde. He slams his scutum shield into the blue demon bodies. His sharp gladius sword springs upward. His lorica breastplate flashes in the sun. His helm turns aside the satanic arrows. His cleated sandals tear the dirt. He is the divine warrior. He is God wreaking vengeance upon the principalities and powers of this world. And yet, none of his cuts or thrusts fall into the methods, the schemes of the devil. For his sword is not violence. It is his spoken word, his prayer. His armor is his virtue, his faith, his hope, his love, his righteousness, his peacefulness, his truth-telling. He loves his human enemies. He treats them as persons. And all the while he fights the devil with his self-sacrifice, his cross. Ancient Christians believe that God uses confirmation to impart to us an extra measure of his Spirit to bring us into Christ's fight. We're fighting already. We are one with Jesus by faith and baptism. But sometimes we need a little more help. A medieval English sermon puts it this way. In baptism, the Christian was called and chosen to be one of God's soldiers. In confirmation, he is encouraged to fight and take the armor of God put upon him, which be able to bear off the fiery darts of the devil and to defend him from all harm, if he will use them in his battle and not put himself in danger of his enemies by entering the field without them. In other words, within the Christian tradition, in baptism, God unites us with Christ through faith. And in confirmation, God teaches our hands to war. He helps us be holy. And confirmation is one of the ways that he helps us be holy. Not the only way, but one of the ways. He invites us to participate in Christ's whirlwind battle with the devil. But he doesn't only invite us. He empowers us to fight with more and more and more gifts of the Holy Spirit. In the rite of confirmation, the bishop prays over each person. Each person confirmed that they might have ghostly strength, Holy Ghost energy to enter the fray, Holy Ghost energy to fight the good fight of faith, to be virtuous people who wear God's armor and fight with peace, truth-telling, faith, hope, and righteousness. People who don't fight the devil's way with violence or violent words. People who don't consume or attack others. But people who fight the devil with holy lives. So sisters and brothers, confirmed and unconfirmed, prepare for battle. Listen again to St. Paul's words as he calls us to participate in Jesus' expert legionnaire fighting. It's time to grow up and be soldiers. It's time to be holy. And God helps us with this sacrament. Be strong in the Lord, in Christ, and in the strength of His might, Christ's might. Jesus is the one fighting. Put on the whole armor of God, Jesus' armor, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, ordinary people, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, telling the truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, Jesus' righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace, speaking peace, good news. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, trusting just God, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation, God's promise to you, trusting it, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, God speaking, and then our responding. Praying at all times in the Spirit with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Confirmation is not magic, but it is another way in which God says, I love you and I would help you. I would help you to fight against the world, your own flesh, and the devil. So come and receive a gift, an extra measure of energy, of ghostly strength to fight the evil one. Sisters and brothers, God is good. God is gracious. And in confirmation, He gives us an extra measure of His Spirit to join in Jesus as Jesus fights the devil. And that is good news. That is gospel. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.